We will begin with what is called the preliminary practice of coming into the room and being present and developing a degree of collected and unified mind and align with purpose and intention. It's called the arriving sequence. Arriving here, arriving now, arriving into conditions just as they are, not demanding that conditions be otherwise, arriving here and now in the conditions that are present externally, where you sit. The state of your body, the state of your mind, the state of your heart. Arriving here and now in any internal conditions that you are experiencing. A reactive mind to something that's going on, a grateful mind, a mind that's at peace. A heart that's open, a heart that's closed. We start where we are because that's the only authentic place to be. So we arrive in the here and now just as we are so that we can be present to the immediacy of this moment. Mindfulness is front and center. Mindfulness is in the surround. If you will, please notice how this moment feels in its immediacy to you. Your mind is registering something. Just notice that it's registering it. Be mindful that things are being registered without picking any of them up so that you can feel, have the felt sense of being present. It's so easy to overlook the felt sense of being present. We sort of take it for granted, and thus we may register the event of being present, but we miss the experience of it. You feel the present moment as a felt sense, not so much with the object that's arising in the mind heart, but in this awareness that's there. This kind of knowing capacity is present. And we do have access to recognizing that. We just aren't used to noticing it as a base. Notice how one moment of being present leads to the next moment of being present. Again, the object is on being present. What's arising is just helping keep you in the moment. as one moment connects to the next, or the flow of moments. It can register both ways. Either is fine, as one moment after another, a flow of moments of present. There starts to be the hint of presence, that there is a presence that you can feel. That presence is knowing, the capacity of knowing. It's not an object being known, it's the capacity of knowing itself, this presence. So beautiful, this presence. For myself, I always want to bow when I come in touch with it. Mindful presence. We can notice that because we are present in this manner, that we are available in attention, and available in felt sense to this moment. You are available in the felt sense of this moment. Is this not true? We're not doing something with it. The available phenomena, this capacity of available to the moment to register, is our object, not what's coming into one moment after the next. That's in the background. This availability is in the foreground. So satisfying. Because we are available to the moment, we're willing to stand under whatever comes in the moment. We're not staying away from the moment and only arriving if we like it. We have the heart, the kuer, to be willing to be present, the courage to be present, to stand under this moment. O ye noble ones, the Buddha would say, noble because you are willing to stand under, and because we are willing to stand under, because we are available to the moment, this most amazing thing happens. The moment becomes available to us. Available to us as to choice, as to how we relate to the moment. We see that sometimes we just react to the moment and miss the fact that there's choice. Does anyone here not recognize that, and how many times that happens to each of us in a day? that as we build this mindfulness of available more and more, we can respond rather than react to the moment. There's discomfort in the body, and it's definitely discomforting. And a reactivity and a reactive mind would make us contract, push away, complain, start to worry about future moments. A responsive mind can go unpleasant, ouch, and respond to this very same pain, same degree of intensity of pain, difficulty, with kindness, with compassion for this body, and understanding, because of having wisdom, that the tightening against it makes the pain worse, doesn't free it. That even with the pain, even with the difficulty, there is a kind of knowing that's not involved in that. This is what we reap as crop from this kind of available. So simple, so easy to see in a moment, but so hard to establish as a habit of mind. Available, available. Awaken this moment to whatever degree of capacity we have. It's an orientation, an aspiration, a coming home to ourselves. Here at the start of this year, here in the first Sangha assembly of the year, we can align with the Dhamma, with the aspiration to be available in all the dimensions of our lives. And so we contemplate aligning in this available, to be available in this moment, but from aligned view, aligning with the Dhamma, or the Buddha, or the Sangha, or all three. Whatever stirs the heart, there's two metrics for this. A feeling of safety and a feeling of uplifting, inspiring. It's as though there's a refinement of attention to more wholesome choices. That happens automatically. So satisfying. Or we align with the Brahma Viharas, or just metta, or just compassion. What stirs you? Or the Eightfold Path? Or wise view and wise intention? Or wise effort? Or love, this aspiration to meet life from love or kindness. Well wishing, to others, of course, to this earth and yourself. At some point, you recognize at least a hint of aligning being present. And then mindfully recognize that you are available to this moment, available to life, and aligned. You are moving towards the Buddha knowing the Dhamma as a way of meeting your life, no matter how modest, you're directionally aligned and available. It's a felt sense. Aligned and available, available, aligned, evokes a felt sense of grounded, that you are in touch with the ground. It's inward staying, this ground. Attention's not going off to objects, but the state of your mind, heart itself. Steady, still, quiet, alive stillness. The mind is collected and unified and can be felt as such, but there's no effort in doing that. It's arisen naturally from your becoming available and aligned. You may want to stay right here for the rest of this meditation. Inward staying, inward staying. The felt sense of inward staying. For those who wish, from this place of inward staying, available and aligned, we turn our attention outward deliberately in order to practice satipatthana, practice relating to objects as they arise from thoughts, body sensations, flavorings of pleasant and unpleasant, understandings that come from observing and reflecting. And we start with gentle noticing of the body, feeling the body itself, not our ideas and views about the body, but what it feels like to have embodied awareness, for awareness to be embodied, for us to use physical consciousness to know this. You may You notice the form of posture, lying down, sitting up on cushion, on bench, on chair. You feel the form of the body in posture, and you recognize that you can know that. Likewise, with the parts of the body, arms and legs, torsos, organs, veins, arteries, a body as a related experience of one part in relationship to another, having cohesion. One realizes sensations of the body coming and going, but this knowing of there is a body has cohesion. Embodied awareness has this cohesion. You can feel it here and now. You may feel the body in its elementary nature of water and fire, or the earth element. Feel the steadiness of the earth element through skin and flesh to the bone, the bones in the pelvis. Hard, firm, heavy, and the upper legs and the lower legs, the bones, sitting in the bones here and now, relaxing the earth element on earth, not collapsing, but relaxing. This may change your feeling of the breath or your ease in the body, or it may not affect you at all. And the same with the upper body. Again, through skin, through flesh, feeling the shoulders and the upper arms, the elbows and lower arm bones, wrists and fingers, all the bones in the hands. Earth element, earth element, earth element. Here and now, being known. Steady, still. From the steadiness of the earth element, the stillness, we can gently notice the presence of the wind element in the breath by noticing the movement of breath, the wind, one of the essential winds that allow us to be live, alive. Just as there was steadiness in the earth element itself that we steadied the mind, the steadied mind can now notice a changing object with steadiness of attention. This steadiness of attention arose naturally. Isn't that true? So we're receiving the experience of the wind element here and now. Just as the earth element can invite a kind of relaxing as the mind collects and unifies still more, so staying with the steadiness of attention, of mindful attention, also steadies the mind. We start to receive the breath, allowing the breath to breathe this body rather than controlling, directing, grasping after. And we can soften into the feeling of this wind element here and now. Again, noticing the choice, that we do have choice. We're relating with inquiry. So this experience we're having, it's inquiring as to its felt sense of knowing it directly. And it gets more subtle. We can invite, may this be more subtle, this knowing. I am available for this more subtlety of knowing the wind. We start to notice that this wind element represents energy. And by reflection or by request, we are able to feel the very life force of this movement of the wind energy in the body. Thus, our own aliveness can become the object of our attention. It's our meditation object momentarily. This is vital body consciousness being known. The felt sense of our own vitality. Notice if you start to have a view and opinion about your vitality. That happens, but then we let it go. Our aim is to know the actual felt sense of our aliveness, of our vitality here and now. It expands our consciousness. Aliveness is being known. People do all sorts of risky things to have some sense of aliveness. We're knowing it in relation to its own nature. It's chi, it's ki, it's prana. The body, mind, heart are all alive in aliveness, in pulsation, vibration, tingling. We are present in our physicality and our vitality, our aliveness. And then we notice that there's a stream of emotions and thoughts, thoughts and emotions begetting thoughts begetting emotions, and the impulses that come with them. And this is part of our aliveness. This embodied awareness in this very body allows this stream of emotions, of thoughts, here and now. And just as we receive the breath rather than going out and grabbing it, so we can receive this phenomena of emotions and thoughts, that we have this vast ocean of capacity of thoughts and emotion. And each thought and emotion arise like a wave in that ocean. Personal in our experience, but impersonal in their true nature. Here and now. So we can be in relationship to thoughts and emotions and thoughts. From knowing rather than from grasping, rather than from demanding. We can have a gentle attitude towards thoughts and emotions, caring for them without having them determine the moment. They may be characterizing the moment, but they do not have to define it. We know this for ourselves. And the steady knowing. We are still in inner staying, even in the midst of going out to the most subtle of the manifest objects, our thoughts and our emotions. So satisfying to have this wholesome relationship with thoughts and emotions. Gives us room to breathe. Gives us room to have choice. to bring compassion and wisdom as we respond to the waves of thoughts and emotions. And we know that we know this. Then we realize this steadiness, this quiet, that this physical body and the consciousness of it, the vital body, the thought and emotional body, constitute the manifest experience of this realm. This is where suffering arises and is released. Impulses, reactivities, all arriving in this manifest realm. And through being available and aligned, we can have a wise relationship, a compassionate relationship that of all that arises in the manifest. And it's not by being a super person, but by being present, by being responsive rather than reactive, by being available to life as a felt sense, and aligned from a Dharma perspective. Can you imagine that on some days, maybe a number of days, that in the morning you establish your attention in this way? That you start the day available and aligned. Staying inward, inward staying. Can you imagine that in the course of the day, with all of its many mind moments of distraction, of leading us into contraction, that there's a kind of continuing connection of remembering that is connecting to this Dhamma knowing that you're available and aligned even when you've forgotten about it, and you're able to just quickly look and find that something in the knowing has been there all along, something that's inward staying in the form of awareness. You recognize by the felt sense, not by the idea, not by your views and opinions, but this right now, no matter how modest, this is your being available and aligned as best you're able. And that's enough. May each of us live from this embodied awareness as best we're able. May each of us this year remember, be in touch with, staying inward so this knowledge is possible, to choose non-suffering over suffering, as best we're able. So wholesome to be available and aligned in this way. That alignment is what will carry us, not our grasping after non-suffering. If our grasping after it would have worked, we'd all be free in a way that it does not appear we're able to experience that very often. Available and aligned. Inward staying and missed all of the outward going. Steady, steady, quiet, still. Among all of the things that blow through once and not once. Pain and pleasure, excitement and despair, dread. May it all come and go. And we're resting in the knowing itself. Thus most alive that we can be in this moment. Most alive and most able to choose non-suffering over suffering.